Hey Bobo. Excuse me. Hey Bobo, sorry you couldn't make it to the class today. I'll go ahead and record this video for you. I hope it's helpful. I still want you to practice speaking, so I'm going to ask you to talk. I'm going to ask you questions. I want you to answer the questions with your voice. When you're talking, you can pause the video, take as much time as you want to think and to talk. And then when you're ready, you can press play. Okay. It's important that you practice your speaking, not just your listening. All right. Tenant rights. So do you know what a tenant is? Okay. So if you rent an apartment, then the Fangdong is the landlord, and the Fangke, I guess, is the tenant, the person who lives there and pays the rent. All right. Can you read these two questions and tell me what you think for each one? Okay. Pause the video while you're reading and talking. Press play when you're done. Okay. We're going to look at letters to a landlord, and we're going to talk about the past continuous, which is, for example, I was watching TV when you called me. Past continuous. All right. Do you know what these things are? Tell me what these are. Okay. Yeah, roaches, or also called cockroaches. Okay, mouse, one mouse, many mice. Okay. You can also call them rats. Rats are usually a little bit bigger. Mice are kind of smaller and cuter. Okay. So answer the questions. Well, there is no question. But what you need to do is describe what the problem is. So here the problem is the air conditioner isn't working. Okay, so describe the problem in these three. Pause the video, press play when you're finished. All right. There are roaches and mice in the kitchen. The electricity went out. We can also say the power went out. The faucet is leaking, also called a tap. The tap is leaking. Okay, can you read these and tell me what you think for each one? Okay. Who can you call to fix each problem? All right. So here are some different people. If you don't know what these are, then you're going to have to look them up yourself. By the way, the B is silent here. That's a plumber. Okay. All right, so for each one, I want you to read the problem and then tell me who you would call. Okay, remember, whenever you're answering, make sure you pause the video. Okay, here we go. So let's start with this one. The faucet is leaking. That's for a plumber. The electricity went out, electrician, roaches and mice in the kitchen, exterminator, air conditioner isn't working, repair person. Okay. Let's read this together. You can be the, actually, I will be the tenant. You can be the landlord. Okay, so I'm going to read my part, then you read your part. Here we go. Hello, this is John in apartment 3B. The air conditioning in our apartment isn't working. Don't read this. Thanks. Okay, so the important thing here is this is the problem. This is the solution. Okay. So let's try this again. We have some other problems here. All right, so I'll read the tenant. Hello, this is John in apartment 3B. There are mice and cockroaches in the kitchen. Okay, so tell me what you're going to do about it. Okay, for example. Okay, thanks. All right, next one. You can be the tenant. Hi, Bobo. What can I do for you? Oh, okay. I'll send the electrician over as soon as I can. Okay, next one. I'll be the tenant. Hello, this is John in apartment 3B. The faucet is leaking. Thanks. Okay, so past continuous. So continuous means the ing verb. So present continuous, for example, is I'm recording a video. Okay, I'm sitting, I'm talking, I'm reading, I'm teaching, I'm working. Okay, so that's present continuous. Past continuous is, of course, in the past. So can you read these for me? Okay, and these? All right. So when do we use this grammar? Okay, well, let's talk about the present continuous. I'm recording a video. So here's time. Here's now. So I'm recording a video now. It means it's happening right now. It started a little bit before now. It's happening now, and it's going to continue a little bit. Well, I don't know how long, but it's going to continue. So it's happening now. Past continuous is at some point in the past, it was happening at that moment. Okay, so for example, maybe you called me at 9 a.m. Okay, simple past, right? Time, 9 a.m. You called me. Bring. Okay, but at that time, I was sleeping. So when you called me in that moment, I was sleeping. Okay, that's when we use the past continuous. Okay, so we can also use it with while. So for example, can you read this? Okay, so the while goes with the ing. So during this time, this thing happened. I was making dinner, making. Ah, I saw a mouse. Okay, so simple past is something happened. ing is something was happening. Okay, can you read this one? Okay, right. So we were studying. Pew! The electricity went out. Okay. All right. Can you read this for me? Okay. Okay, I'm going to read this one and I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to read each sentence one by one. And after I finish reading it, I want you to say it and I want you to try to say it like me. Okay, so listen to the way I say it. Listen to when my voice goes up, when my voice goes down, when I pause, and try your best to say it that way. This is a good chance for you to practice making your speaking sound more natural. Okay, so repeat after me. I had a terrible night. While I was making dinner, I saw a mouse. Then the electricity went out while I was studying. It was dark, so I went to bed. But I couldn't sleep. The faucet was dripping all night. The neighbors were shouting and their dog was barking. Perhaps I should move. Okay, so we can see a lot of examples here. This was happening, then this happened. This was happening, then this happened. Okay. Okay, so for all of these, you can look at them and think about, it says the long event. You know, what they mean by the long event is what was happening and then what happened suddenly. So while he was sleeping, the phone rang. Okay, this is the long event. Okay, and notice this, right? These two are the same thing. It's just this part. You can put it at the beginning or at the end. Okay, it's the same thing. Okay, so go ahead and read the rest of them. Okay, so notice the while always goes with the ing. Okay, here you need to put the sentences together. So they give you two things. I saw the crack in the wall. I was hanging a painting. And so you put them together with, while I was hanging a painting, I saw the crack in the wall. And then the second one is just the same thing, but putting this here. Okay, so I saw the crack in the wall while I was hanging a painting. Okay, so go ahead and do these two. Again, pause the video while you're talking. Press play when you're ready. Okay. So yeah, this is the same thing. Notice that there's a comma here when you start with this kind of thing, but there isn't one here. Okay, and you can also kind of hear it when you're talking. So for example, while he was taking a shower, the water got cold. While he was taking a shower, the water got cold. There's like a little thing here. The water got cold while he was taking a shower. The water got cold while he was taking a shower. So there's more of a little sound of this comma here. Okay. Read each question, and for each one, talk to me. Okay, pause while you're talking, press play when you're done. Okay. Here's a letter. Going to read each sentence. You can repeat after me. Dear Mr. Masab, when we first moved into our apartment, we found that the air conditioning wasn't working. I called you on Monday, September 15th, and you agreed to send a repair person by Friday, September 19th. This letter is to confirm our telephone conversation for our records. Thank you for giving this matter your attention. All right. So here are some questions. See if you can remember the answers. If you can't, you can go back in the video to see the letter. All right, different parts of a letter. So there's the address of the person who's writing the letter, the address of the person it's to, the greeting, dear whoever. The body, that's the letter. Closing, sincerely, or thank you, or cheers, or yours truly. Okay. The date and the signature. All right, so this is a little bit weird. Basically, if you want to, you can practice writing a letter like this. You can imagine there's some kind of problem, and you're writing to your landlord to ask for a solution or to talk about your conversation on the phone. So you can practice writing this if you want, or just remember these different parts. Okay. Well, that's it. So, yeah, sorry you couldn't be here. I hope this was helpful for you, and I look forward to seeing you next time. All right. Take care. Bye bye.